Welcome back, guys. The song I actually played was different, from a different genre. I chose Daniel Caesar and called Get You featuring Kali. And man, just the vibe he gives. Don't get me wrong, his name is amazing. Let's just start there, okay? Daniel Caesar. I mean, it can't get any better than that. Number two, his voice, just his vibe that he gives off, like, in the song, the fact that it's Get You, it's like, I get you. You feel me? Like, I feel you, you know, and it just makes me want to release, you know? It makes me want to just slow down, relax, breathe, and just take it all in. It's funny because I had seen somebody post it said, forget about the grudges. I don't mind holding grudges. I wish the worst for you. And like, the only word I could think of when I read that was damn. Because I'm gonna be honest, like, that's crazy that people are willing to hold on such anger. It's not even the fact that it's a grudge. It's the fact that you have so much anger, so much negativity towards that person, towards that action, that you carry it with you. You know what I mean? You know, it's almost like it's a trigger if you even if you think about it. And what I've learned, just what I've been through, for someone who used to hold grudges, it doesn't help. It's not healthy, you know. You bottle everything up and kind of, you know, thinking that, you know, you can handle it and that you can, you know, keep it in all in one bottle. But reality is that no one can. We all need to vent. We all need to talk. We all need some kind of, you know, exposure in a way that, you know, that we're heard, you know, that our feelings are accounted for. And I just felt like that song right now was it, you know, it was that vibe. That nice slow tempo and just his voice with the guitar. It's just all of it. I have to give the guy credit. But going back to grudges, like, I understand there's a reason to, you know, get mad. And there's a reason for that, where that anger has come from or has accumulated. You know, there's only so much us humans can take, you know, that we can just take in general, you know, just regardless of what it is. There's only so many times we can be lied to. There's only so many times we can fail. There's only so many times that, you know, we're gonna take things from people, and at that time, it's almost that we're opening our eyes to, you know, what shouldn't be. And sometimes, you know, people do actually open their eyes, and others, they will go on for years and years, and to the point that they won't even talk to that person. And, you know, some people even go as long as centuries, to the point that they even forgot why they even were mad to begin with. And, you know, I find it comical, but not like funny, like it's, you know, making fun of them funny. No, I find it comical that it's like, wow, damn, like, you went all this time being so angry that you even forgot why you were angry. And, like, I get it. my favorite saying, in the heat of the moment, like, I understand that you have a certain way of viewing things at that moment. You have a certain mindset at that moment. But once it's done and it's over, it's like, yeah, you can dwell on it, but what does that do? You know, who does that help? I realize dwelling on shit does not help, does not get us anywhere. You know, it actually hurts us more. And until we can release that and, you know, move on and let go, it reminds me of a quote that from the motivational app that I had, that I've been using, that it says, great, you're mad, be mad and let it go, or be mad and move on, because, like, an emotions come and go, and that's what I've realized, that you can feel some type of way now, but your emotion can change later, and if you're open to that change, then change in feelings, why can't you be open and then change of scenery or change of, you know, a perspective? And I think it's just part of the reason that we want to be so right almost all the time, that we want to be number one all the time, that, you know, it goes back to, you know, driving and racing and trying to be the first person all the time, that is like, is that really all we care about? Is that really what all of our work is going to amount to? Just being number one, you know, or being on top? Like, as I've been told, you know, it's lonely at the top, you know? And I feel like the Lord knows that, you know, is being as powerful and as great as he is, you know, being at the top is comes with great responsibility, you know, comes with greatness, but at the same time, you know, if you're not wise enough to, you know, take others with you and bring joy to everyone else, you know, then what was being at the top for? You know, it's just being, you know, like I've said on multiple occasions, it's just being selfish at times, you know. And yes, we can be selfish, don't get me wrong, I'm not attacking people who are selfish, no, like, I know I've said this on multiple occasions where, you know, being selfish this, being selfish that, but, like, yes, it's okay to be selfish in a time where there's, I don't know, no one else around, not, like, no one else, damn, I'm really digging myself a hole over here, I guess I can think of it as the saying, a good deed never goes unpunished. And I've mentioned what a good deed is on a previous podcast. And the reason I bring this up is because just because you do something nice and nobody is there or no one is around to see it, does that still make you nice almost? You know, almost that question. And the answer is yes. Just because nobody saw it or the only person you helped knows, like, that's it. That's all that needs to know. You, that person, and the Lord. That's it. Like, and, you know, I was a person that would do something nice, but then go ahead and tell, for instance, like, my mom, look what I did for this person, almost, like, it came off as if I was, you know, bragging, in a way, and that wasn't my intention, I wasn't even trying to come off that way, it was just the fact that, you know, someone needed help, and I took time out of my day to, you know, help that person, regardless of what it was, or what I did, and That's what really being a good person is actually all about, in my life. That's what it really amounts to, is that can you do something good or nice for someone else when no one else is looking? Just think about it. Think about it. I knew what I was doing was wrong when I thought of something or an action, or thought of an action when no one else was around. Perfect example. We can start something small, right? When it's late at night, let's say, you know, 11 o'clock, midnight, 1 o'clock, you know, around those times when you know it's late and no one is on the road, no cop is on the road, no pedestrians on the road, nothing. Just you and a stop sign or you and a red light, right? And I've seen, because I've asked the question, but I've been with people and I've seen people not stop at the stop sign and will just blow right by it because no one is around or because they think no one is around watching. That's what it really is, right? And it just dawned on me like a while ago, you know, years ago when I was with people who would do, you know, such thing, and I would ask the question like, would you do this if I wasn't here? They'd be like, yeah. So then that's what really, you know, got me, is that like, it's not about, are you willing to quote unquote break the rules when no one's looking? It's, are you willing to do the right thing when no one else is looking? Like, I'm pretty sure there's been a handful of people who has either shoplifted or stole something from somewhere or stole something from a friend, right? And this is how I knew I was trying to change to be a better person growing up, is when at this point, I don't even know what age it was, but there would be times where, you know, someone would leave the room and I would quickly think, oh, like, let's take this and, you know, hide it. And, excuse me, that person isn't going to know about it or isn't going to think about it or isn't going to remember. When, yes, if it's the other person's item, of course they're going to know. Of course they're going to remember. Are they going to accuse you of stealing it? That's a different question. But that is not where I'm getting to. The point of this little story, I guess you want to say, is that there's been times that I have taken something and there's been times where I know not to take something. It's not because of the person and that I've known that person, because it doesn't matter if you've known that person for 10 years, there's still people that will steal from you, that will take from you, that will not even give a fuck, you know? And that's not what is right. And what is right is doing the right thing when no one else is looking. With that said, I'm gonna take the time right now to mention that it is 1:11, which is 1:11 at this very moment. And as I mentioned before, you know, it is an angel number, and I'm still waiting to get to times like 333, 444, and 555, so I can go ahead and share those angel numbers with you. But since it is the time of 1:11, I will stick with that. But it's just funny how, you know, we're quick to, you know, judge someone else, or we're quick to, you know, call someone else out, but when it's done to us, we don't like it, you know? And that's where it all starts. You have to put yourself in someone else's shoes. You have to put it in their perspective. Like, would you like that if someone did that to you? And if it's clearly no, then why the fuck are you doing it to them? You know, and especially for someone that, you know, either you've known for so long or that you care about, that you love, like, you know, taking money from your parents, or taking video games from friends, taking credit when, you know, when it's someone else's work. It's all being selfish, but it's all Yeah, no, it's just really just being selfish at this point. I mean, what else can I can I say on that? I just know when I think about that, when I think of someone else, and or I even think about the people who have it worse than me, that don't have what we have, don't even have the lifestyle we have or we live in, like, is that right to, take that away from them? The answer should be no. That is the moral correct answer, that you shouldn't be doing such action. And don't get me wrong, like I said, I've admit and will admit and I've learned that it's not right. It's not the good thing to do if you are gonna do that to someone else. So next time you, I don't know, do something or even try to even, I don't know, even think of holding a grudge to someone, think about, would that person do that to you, or would you do that to that person if, they did it to you? And like I said, if the answer is no, then, you should just stop. You should not be doing such thing. And I'm not saying, like, oh, this makes you a bad person and you should, be living by these rules. No. I'm just saying, like, these are these little things that I've gone through my life that I've learned, that I even share with my friends sometimes, that to let them know I'm human too. Just because I hold myself to a certain standard does not make me think or make me believe that I am better than so and so or another person or the next person. I don't believe that. I don't view myself that way whatsoever. I view myself as a regular person. I view myself as, someone that is just trying to make a living, trying to get by, trying to find, who they are. And why make it difficult for someone else? If it's already difficult for you, why are you adding on to it? It just reminds me of, like, when a little kid would get in trouble, and they have to be reported to their parents, reported to the principal or something like that, and everybody in the class or another kid is like, ooh, or, like, they're like, oh, look what so and so did. It's like, I know it's funny and it's, it's kids being kids, but when you grow up and you stay doing that and doing the same thing, it's like, no, it's not cool, because, like, why are you adding on to something that's already bad? It's almost like you're happy that that person got in trouble or that person got caught. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's not right. It's especially not your business. Like, I understand in certain situations, of course, it's different that, some person may know more than the other, or, that, they are trying to get another person in trouble. Like, I get that. Like, there's certain situations, but, you have to figure out that time and the place. That's how what it's always been about. There's always a time and a place for certain things. And hopefully that, the grudge that people do hold on to, hopefully they can come to terms with it, or, see that person again and not say I forgive you, but it's, like, kind of just move on from it, So just like I said, certain things don't need to be said. So, why add to it? Just let it be. And of course, you're not going to pretend that, like, the past didn't happen. Of course not. You can forgive, but just don't forget. That's all. Forgetting isn't an option. And I know that there's some people who use, alcohol and drugs and, prescripted drugs and, sex. They use anything just to, drown out the noise. They use anything to just not think about it. And sometimes you have to take things head on, just be the bigger person and be like, yeah, let the past be the past, you know, don't hold on to any grudges, and, you know, move on. You know, you will feel a better, you'll feel better, literally. Feel like a better person for doing it. And I'm not saying that to do it to boost up your ego. No, I'm not saying that, because then you didn't learn the moral of the story. You did not learn that letting it go is better than holding on to something negative. There's always a point to every story, and if you're not learning from it or getting some gist of it, then what are we learning? What are we, you know, caring about? What are we paying attention to? Because paying attention is free. You know, being supportive is free. Being there saying sorry is free. It costs $0.00, people. Like, I don't know what else to say. And everybody loves free. So, you know, pride is the devil. If you can overcome your pride then and swallow your pride and let people know, like, damn, like, I made a mistake, then you don't see things the way everybody else does, or you're not starting to, and it's, maybe you should, you know, it's, maybe, you know, good things will come your way if you do. No one's perfect, no one gets everything right, you know, just, we're all just trying to get by. But don't hold grudges. Don't hold on to something that doesn't need to be held on to. It's like being a hoarder, you know, you're holding on to something that doesn't need to be held on to, and it just accumulates and accumulates, and over time it's like, what was I saving this for? You know, why was I caring about this so much, you know? But sometimes you gotta see it for yourself, you know? But like I said, always keep your head up high, stay positive. Keep pushing forward, keep praying. God bless, always looking around. Always around us, pushing us to be the better. With that said, amen.